The Democratic Convention was not the only political drama in Denver this week. After schoolyard arguments last year between young Clinton and Obama supporters, a teacher at Ebert Elementary School chose to teach the election in a new way. He realized that kids react to books much as they react to their favorite candidates. They like them because everyone else does, adding titles to their favorite lists even when they haven't read them. Out of that idea came an unusual concept. Youth Radio sent us this audio postcard.
This is Bridget Galati reporting from Denver, Colorado at Ebert Elementary from Greg Isaac's fourth grade class. Our class is having a book election during the Democratic National Convention. Our book election is an election where we stand behind our favorite book instead of our favorite candidate. And let's go meet some of my friends. First, we'll go to the Eggs group. It's a book by Jerry Spinelli. Hey, Creed, could you tell me what Eggs is about?
Really, it's just about a boy who goes on an adventure with a girl who can turn dead and alive.
Hey, Demetrius, do you have anything to say?
No, not much, but I just want to say that's the biggest group, and that's all.
Now, let's go to the next group. This is Warriors. Warriors is one of the smallest groups. It only has four people. And I'll let my friend Kieran explain to you a little bit more about our book.
Hi. It's Warriors is, I think it's a really great book. And it's filled with action and adventure, and it has lots of battles.
Now maybe we should talk to my friend Jake to tell us what it's like to be in one of the smaller groups and how we're going to maybe get people onto our team.
I don't know how we're going to do this because I think that I haven't read the book yet, any of the books, so I have sort of an idea from Anna about what the book is about, and
is it hard to be in a group that you barely even know anything about the book? And why are you even in this group if you barely even know anything about the book?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons I think I joined, and I just can't explain them.
Now we're going to talk to my friend Riley. She's an undecided, but let's see what she has to say.
Well, me and Annie, we were just going to make a group for a book called Coriander. So, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, there are two other groups, but there's no one here that we can really talk to about them. And the other two books are Harry Potter and Frindle. Now that you've met all the groups, I'll tell you a little bit about what we're doing. In the next week or two, we'll have some primaries and that sort of stuff. And in the next, probably in the most, a month, the fourth grade will decide on the fourth grade president, book president. I'm signing off. We're going on to a next period. Bridget Galati here. Bye.
Bridget's story was produced by Youth Radio.